This is Dr. Minhas. I am going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Stephen Jablonski, S-T-E-P-H-E-N, Junior, J-A-B-L-O-N-S-K-I. Date of birth. November 7, 1998, date of appointment, April 3, 2023, requesting physician Ryan White, R-Y-A-N-W-H-I-T-E. Dear Dr. Ryan White, I have the pleasure of seeing Stephen Jablonski today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he's 24-year-old right-handed Caucasian man. Whose past medical history is significant for seizure disorder, congenital porencephalic cyst. With intracerebral hemorrhage at time of birth. He has a history of learning disability. He went to the school with special education and his level is 8th grader. He used to have a seizure when he was little and he was on phenobarbital. Phenobarbital was discontinued. Then he started seizure again in 2019. The last seizure was December 24, 2021. As per the father, he was drunk at that time. And his Keppra was only 750 milligram XR one time daily. Now he is on 750 milligram three time daily. His EEG done, which is normal. Typical seizure is generalized tonic-clonic seizure, which is start with the turning of the head to the left side, left upper extremity movement, and then immediately it converted to generalized tonic-clonic seizure. The seizure usually lasts 1 to 2 minutes, no tongue biting, no incontinence, postictal confusion was present. Past medical history, epilepsy, intellectual and learning disability, porencephalic cyst in the brain. Obesity. Past surgical history, ankle fracture, surgery. On the left side and myringotomy. Allergy to medication, no. His medications are Keppra 750 milligram three time daily. socialist. He does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol. He is working with the father business. He is single, lives with the parent. Family is the mother alive. With hypothyroidism, diabetes mellitus, overweight. Father alive with hypertension, one sister alive and healthy. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he has a seizure, intellectual disability. Physical examination, blood pressure 140 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular, in rate and rhythm, abdomen sound, bowel sound present, next couple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, nausea, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination is 10-5-4-5, deep tender reflexive 2-4, plantar responses are flexor, sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 24-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, focal epilepsy with secondary generalization. Number two, intellectual disability. Number three, porencephalic cyst in the right hemisphere. Number four, history of brain bleed. Next paragraph. His EEG and MRI of the brain done in Bassett Hospital. I would like to continue the Capra 750 milligram 3 times daily. DM me form filled out. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.